The Long Shadow of Panjshir, written by W.T. Delaney, narrated by Kerry Hutchinson. Foreword. This novel is purely fictional, though it has been shaped by both my own background and historical events. The action starts as the Soviet Army is getting ready to leave Afghanistan in the 1980s and finishes after the US and NATO forces scurry away in 2021. I spent over five of those years working alongside the United States Marine Corps and the British Army in Helmand, Kabul, and at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. During that time, I witnessed both the USA and the UK drain away blood and treasure for, ultimately, nothing in return. To quote from this book, Afghanistan really was the graveyard of empires. The NATO mission had arrived with a fanfare and left with a whimper, and all the hype of milestones, progress reports, and security force assistance had since been hurriedly buried in the same boneyard. I met and befriended courageous Afghans who did their best for their own people under a corrupt regime. Many of them have now been abandoned, left in dire circumstances, and justifiably feeling betrayed. If you had told me then how things would eventually work out after the withdrawal, I would have told you that, like this book, it's entirely fictional. Finally, my thoughts today are with the new Afghan insurgents of the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan, who are still fighting for their country in the Panjshir Valley. May their valiant struggle be one day rewarded with success. The Panjshir Valley, Afghanistan, 1976. Prologue. In Panjshir, a folk tale is entrusted from one generation to the next on a tribal timeline, and, like the valley itself, sculpted and eroded into shape over time. The girl would never forget her first story. It was during the deepest winter. She was huddled with the other children, wide-eyed and expectant, in a snow-topped house clinging to the side of a mountain in the Valley of the Five Lions. She felt the ambient warmth of the family's livestock at her back and the heat of the fire on her face. She remembered the excitement, the laughter, and the orders from the adults to ensure a respectful silence. They called the man who sat behind the fire the storyteller, or Nikali. He smiled benignly at the audience, resplendent in bright clothes, with a long white beard that reached down to the scarlet wrapped tightly around his portly frame. The flames flickered, highlighting his ever-changing facial expressions, and made 100 shadows dance across the whitewashed walls. His stories were told the old way, with the flames' heat matching his fiery rhetoric. He conjured up raw emotion using smoke, mirrors, and just a pinch of opium dust to deepen the mood. By palming the contents of an ancient rifle bullet onto the fire at the right time, the sound effects were created for both ancient cannon fire and God's almighty thunder. The heroes and heroines were always Tajik, always Afghan, and only the enemies changed. First the invading Macedonians under Alexander the Great, then the wicked Mongols, followed by the devilish British and the heathen Soviets. The best Afghan folk tales are about war, courage, love, honor, heartbreak, and that inevitable Afghan tribal ingredient, revenge. A classic Afghan story has a life of its own, but like a wisp of smoke curling off a flame, it often inverts itself and changes in the telling. Like life, it sometimes twists, contorts, and changes over time, and does not always end up when or where you want it to. This story starts with a girl wondering if anybody would ever tell her story, and if so, when would it be told? Chapter 1. The Panjshir Valley.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?